This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Now that we have collected information about the life of Agabus, found in Acts 11 and 21, we now need to correlate it into an outline, the second step in a biographical study. I decided a title for the outline to be The Marks of a True Servant of God. Under this, the main points would be 1. Faithfully using the gift God gave you, trusting God to authenticate the gift God gave you, and 3. Results when God's servant faithfully uses his gift. We don't know how often Agabus used the gift of prophecy, but the 2 times mentioned in the book of Acts, his words and or actions were clear. He first predicted there would be a severe famine in the Roman world. His second prediction was acted out and spoken. Paul would face persecution and imprisonment if he went to Jerusalem. One was specific but general. The other was specific and personal. God authenticated both predictions. Luke says that the famine happened during the reign of Claudius Caesar, emperor of Rome. The second prediction took place within days. Paul was mobbed and almost beaten to death before Roman soldiers intervened. He was imprisoned for 3 years in Caesarea, followed by an almost tragic boat trip to Rome and house arrest in Rome. The gift of prophecy that Agabus exercised was authenticated by God as explained in Deuteronomy 18:21-22. You may say to yourselves, how can we know when a message has not been spoken by the Lord? If what a prophet proclaims in the name of the Lord does not take place or come true, that is a message the Lord has not spoken.